one, two. You bet. It's in yet. With Matt Shills.
Some people have to make things. I've got to ruin them.
Ryan Fitzgerald.
Maytay Coco. That means I love you in Furby.
Ryan Mercier.
What's your names? How many relatives do you have? Where do you work? Whereabouts do you live?
This is dead air.
Dead air is gold. But don't bullshit me. Come
on. Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy. Okay, emails.
Emails. This
emails plural, right?
No, email. Just one email.
Cool.
This email is from Monsieur Co. The topic is topics.
That's a good topic.
I haven't read it yet, so it very well may be spam, but I don't think it is.
Okay. Thanks for the email. Keep it coming.
You guys are cool with a K. Okay. And I'm going to remain anonymous. But here are some potential topics that y'all should talk about.
Y'all.
Okay. If you have a threesome with whatever girl you wanted and another dude, which dude would you choose and why?
Okay.
Should we do these off?
She has a bunch of them?
Yeah, there are five here.
Why did I say she?
Well, there's five?
Monsieur is guy, right?
Monsieur is guy.
Okay.
But look at the way it's formatted. This is probably a girl.
Look at all the colors.
Oh, there are hearts and stuff.
All right, so girl, it's a hermaphrodite.
Okay.
Thank you, Monsieur. Cool. Wow, so there's a bunch there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good topic right off the bat.
Let's just go through them.
All right, so
should we go with the start? Should we go through all of them first and then answer?
And then I'm kind of curious as to what they are, but what do you think?
Okay, let's go through them all first. Okay. And then we'll choose to answer some. Maybe we'll put some in the hot topic hat for a later date.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so the first one, like I said, is if you had to have a threesome with whatever girl you wanted and another dude, which dude would you choose and why?
Okay.
Does that have to be people we know?
It doesn't specify. We could do a pick for out of the three of us, out of everyone we know, and then out of everyone in the world.
Okay.
Okay, what's...
Next topic, topic two. This one's a little macabre, italicized, but that's always interesting. It's a, in quotations, pick one of these hypotheticals, end quotation type deal. Because apparently you just love those, JK. First, pick your most favorite and least favorite way to die.
Okay.
If you had to choose.
My most favorite way to die.
Would you rather live for 1 week and die by your preferred method, or live as usual and die whenever you would regularly, when you would have anyway?
Okay.
No specified time, because who's to say when we'll die? Could be tomorrow, could be 80 years from now in our sleep.
That is,
and die
super
by
complex.
Your least favorite method, if that makes sense. Explain thoroughly.
Oh my god.
Okay.
The question's pretty thorough, yeah.
All right.
Three. Dick jokes.
Let's do that one. Okay.
Most embarrassing thing you're willing to divulge.
Okay.
Five. Dick sex butts.
Dick sex butts?
Yes.
Matt, did you write this email?
No, I did not write this email.
Are you Monsieur Cole?
No, I'm not.
Is that the end?
That's it. Hope any of the above makes sense and or is worthy of your precious time! !!!
Is that typed out or are you?
Okay. 1-1. Yeah, there are ones because if you don't hold shift.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Fuck
it's
you.
It's code.
You're GR8 heart XOXOGG.
I'm so confused by the format of this whole thing.
Yeah,
I want to
know who wrote this.
XOXOGG?
Yeah.
What does GG mean?
Good game.
Oh, is that true?
Well, if you're playing video games, it does.
Dick sex butts. Let's start with dick sex butts.
Dick sex butts.
Any words?
Dumb.
Dick sex bucks? Butts?
Bucks?
Dick sex bucks.
How many dick sex bucks will this cost?
This
that's
podcast.
That's the currency of the future.
Cost many.
Dick
okay.
Sex
dick sex butts.
Let's focus on. I think number one is interesting.
Okay, so if you had to have a threesome with whatever girl you wanted and another dude, which dude would you choose and why? They don't care about the girl?
Apparently.
Okay,
so
Ryan Reynolds, done.
Whatever girl. What? Wait, now I picked the guy.
Wait, what? That's not funny. He's the manliest man in the world.
No, that's not true.
Have you seen him?
What? Nick Offerman is so manly.
What about, like, Clint Eastwood? That's amazing.
Nick Offerman is the boss from... Parks and Rec?
The one with the mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a manly man, but he's not... He doesn't have abs.
But he's much more manly than Ryan.
Okay.
I'm doing my base solely on physical attraction.
Man,
okay.
Please, just... interrupt here and say that you're not having sex with the other guy.
Wait, you're not?
He's just in the threesome.
Yeah, with whatever girl and a dude.
Yeah.
So the girls.
So you're
like,
gonna be having sex with a dude too.
And then there's the guy there.
No, you just...
You can't have a threesome without having sex with a dude.
Are you going to leave him out, man? That's really rude.
Leave him hanging, if you know what I mean.
Okay, if you're in a three-way and you're watching some dude do the girl and then waiting for your turn to do the girl, that's dumb. You need to get in on that action.
You just do stuff at the same time. That's all.
Yeah, you doing him in the butt while he's doing you in the mouth.
like a weird Eiffel Tower.
Sure. That's what
wobbly
I mean.
H.
The wobbly H.
You like the wobbly H.
Wobbly H.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna go with Ryan Reynolds preemptively until you guys come up with a better answer.
Okay. You don't even care if there's a girl there. I can tell.
Yeah. It's just Ryan Reynolds. If I could do any guy, it would be Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. So apparently the girl doesn't matter. It's just whoever we want.
Yeah. The person who asked doesn't even care about the girl.
Figures. No one ever cares about girls anymore.
I know.
Only just having sex with guys. It's so chic now.
Homo chic.
So homo chic.
Okay.
That's what they have in the Arab countries.
So, Arab?
I am the homo chic.
Your interior design is deplorable.
I want to invite the homo chic to my home.
Mo chic.
Oh, gosh, so it's any dude who is in the threesome with the girl that I want most. Is this the girl that I want to have sex with most?
Yes.
Or the girl that I would be most willing to have a threesome with another guy?
It's the dude. You don't get to pick the girl.
It's whatever.
It's just whoever
I want.
The girl
is given to you.
Girl is given. There's the girl. She's
a girl approaches you and says, I have this dude, the person of your choosing. We're going to do it, the three of us.
Okay, who's the person of my choosing? I mean, who won Sexiest Man Alive last year? Was it me?
That's cute.
Was it you?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Was it
about?
Clooney again?
Clunes.
That fucker wins every
year. No, you know who won this year? I think it was Ryan Gosling.
Do you really know
which
this?
Which is also a good one. Ryan Gosling is awesome.
He's a pretty this. Man.
Yeah. And he's
that's
a
good looking guy. It's a good looking guy. So, Matt, is your choice...
I don't have one yet. This is a hard one for me. So
you can't choose
men.
A guy you would want to be in a three-way with.
You haven't thought about this.
Man.
So many times in your life.
Let's,
Deepak Chopra.
Sidney Poitier.
In his
or
prime?
Morgan Freeman.
In his prime. Absolutely in his prime.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
That's what... He has the
they
ladies
call
him.
Mr. Pig!
The voice of Pumbaa. That's who I choose.
The voice of Pumbaa.
Or the voice of Timon, so I'll choose,
Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane's a good one.
No.
Really?
He wouldn't want to have the girl there.
That's true.
That means she'd be all there for you.
But
that's
if
true.
I had Ryan Reynolds,
Lots
I wouldn't
Nathan
want to
Lane.
Have the girl there. We've all established all this.
I heard. Do you need him to dress like Deadpool?
No.
Green Lantern? Lantern?
No, he would be whoever he was in Blade Trinity. I can't remember his name. There was Whistler's daughter. That was Jessica Biel. That's the three-way I'd want. I want those two and me. I don't know how I got there.
You just showed up on the set of Blade Quaternity.
Quaternity.
Quattros. Man. This is I'm wondering, do fictional characters count? Or we probably have to do someone real.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm gonna say someone real.
Okay.
This is someone why is real. This so hard for you guys?
I don't know. I guess
otherwise I would have said Jesus.
I never planned. I never planned this. Just pick someone who looks like Jesus.
That's another line you can add to the Bible. Anyone want to have a three-way?
Jesus. Jesus.
May he who is without sin cast the first stone. Anybody want to have a three-way?
Just enough time for everyone to go, oh, what?
What?
Oh, maybe I'll take Matthew Fox.
Oh, yeah?
Matthew Fox?
Yeah. Just because...
The doctor?
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, who's the guy who played Saeed?
I don't know his real name.
Are
Look
you
it
serious?
Up.
Saeed.
Look it up on the... should we get some product placement going? Do they pay us?
Actually, they might sue us. Apple's quite litigious.
Look at who? Or nobody?
Fruit company's quite litigious.
Fruit. Look it up on Fruit.
Fruit Ninja. Naveen Andrews.
Oh, Naveen Andrews.
I had such a boner for him when Lost was on.
Are you serious?
He was the best character. Easily the best character.
I know he was your favorite. Put him as best. But oh, I'm taking...
Every day I would put it inside.
Yeah, that right there?
Look at how dashing he is. Look at how dashing he is.
You know,
he did pick a good.
Look up Naveen Andrews' IMDb photo, and you'll see what we're seeing right now.
Oh yeah,
Matt is just turned on. So
okay, wait.
Hard.
Yeah, I think that's my actual pick.
Do you want Naveen Andrews from Lost, or do you want Naveen Andrews from The English Patient?
Lost.
Definitely Lost. Naveen Andrews from not Death Proof, the other one.
He
Planet Terror.
Of them, yeah.
Ooh, Planet Terror is pretty good.
Yeah.
Then he could have your balls.
I want your balls.
Your balls.
Oh, that's perfect. He wants your balls.
He wants your balls. All right, so I'm kind of liking the theme also of the girl is also associated from a movie
the girl's
that
important.
He's in. I know we're not supposed to pick her, but you already chose Jessica Biel. So you get to choose someone from Planet Terror.
Rose McGowan?
Or,
is she the one in that?
Yeah.
I could bang, yeah.
That's a good choice.
That might be what I go with.
Rose McGowan?
Yeah.
With the machine gun leg?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Come on, what are you doing?
And then it would go off every time she orgasmed.
So bang, like
80
bang.
Times.
Yeah, I'll take Dr. Jack Super Doctor. And we'll do whoever he's in love with on the show at the time. The changes.
That's pretty good.
All right, shall we move on?
Yeah, I think so. I think that really much wraps it up, right?
I think so.
Did you guys both choose from
We ended
Lost?
Up doing that.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. So let's go to...
And then we could, after on the next morning on the island, we could high-five each other and be like, nice job, man.
Oh, yeah. You totally did Saeed.
Do you want to go with the really long one?
What
this
were,
one's really hard to
understand. Let's discuss number three real quick.
Okay, number three is dick jokes, dick jokes, dick jokes.
That's what I thought. So three dicks walk into a bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are
these private investigators?
And they were private investigators.
Remember that line we had to take out of the one act we wrote?
Yeah. That's great. His name. We made
a private eye named
Richard Johnson.
Dick Johnson.
And Dick Johnson. Private Dick.
If you need, remember, if you
need
anything
private
investigated,
I'm your dick.
And we couldn't say that in high school.
But now you've gotten it on the air, so that's good.
That's right. So anyone who saw Two Brothers, One Dies, the
Insert
epic one I play, just remember that line should have been in there.
Okay.
Repeat. Listen.
This one's a little macabre, but that's always interesting. It's a pick one of these hypotheticals type deal, because you apparently you love those, JK. First, pick your most favorite and least favorite way to die.
JK Rowling.
If you had to choose. So let's start there. Pick your most favorite way to die and your least favorite way to die.
My dick getting sucked at the age of 110.
Most favorite?
That's most favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the cause of death?
No, cause of death.
Sure.
Rush of blood to your penis?
Yeah, it's like, whoa! And then
this blowjob's too good. And then I die.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, everyone, I feel like a lot of people go for the sex death.
Well, if it weren't that, I would want it to be like me, like, fighting a bear.
Oh,
well, not
of
necessarily a bear, but being like, I'm going to fight to save everybody. Like,
and
you
then,
know, like heroic death.
And then your 110-year-old self gets an erection and you die.
Yeah.
The bear sucks your dick.
And it's the worst blow.
And you have
ever.
To fight him off.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, I mean, sex death. What beats that?
Sex death. Sex death? What beats sex death?
What beats sex death?
I don't
sex
know.
Dream death?
I think real sex death would be better.
Yeah.
Especially for the story that the girl has afterwards.
I sucked her to death.
I was in this three-way with Ryan Reynolds and Ryan.
And
then all
and
of a sudden,
died.
Ryan
Which one?
Died. Stay tuned next week.
Oh, dude, we could just have a... Never mind.
What? What were you about to say?
Ryan three-way, bro.
Oh my god. Why didn't we think of this sooner?
I'm so glad my name's not Ryan.
We got a Matt sandwich.
Reynolds.
A Matt sandwich heavy on the mat.
You call me fat?
Yep.
Is anybody going with anything other than sex death?
I can't think of anything better than sex death.
I mean, oh, the sandwich is great. And then you die. That's not as good as sex death.
Yeah, like, I've had the best sandwich in the world.
And your sleep is typical.
Like, some people, like, really religious people, be like, I just want to be surrounded by my family. That's awful. I want blowjobs and surrounded by my family.
Sounds like my baptism all
over. You're naked, there's an old guy touching you.
And my family's all cheering.
Yay!
Sex death. But it has to be, like, best sex ever death.
Yeah, yeah, or just the fact that you're doing it at, like, 80.
Oh, yeah, because that's the... Okay.
No.
It's not a stipulation. It's just, you know, that's just
another
way.
Yeah, the rest of it turns on, yeah. What did I just say? Anyways.
Something's turning you on.
Something's turning
you
on.
Don't die, okay?
So what's the worst death
we have to decide? Yeah.
The worst death?
I mean, there's always fire, there's drowning. What's
yeah, I hear fire is really bad.
You hear fire? Wait, what do you hear?
I hear fire is really bad.
Fire, bad.
Who's that impersonation?
That's just Bob Dylan.
That's my Bob Dylan impression. Fire, bad.
I'm glad that you hear fire's bad. Like, somebody's dying of fire.
This is really bad.
Guys, I don't recommend this.
Don't do this.
Avoid this. Get a blowjob and die. Trust me, way better than this.
I wish I had a fire blowjob right now.
A fire blowjob sounds terrible, too.
A backdraft job.
Next time we go camping, Matt, you're getting a fire blowjob.
No!
From
next
Ryan.
Time we go porn camping.
Reynolds. Porn camping. That's a bad way to die.
I would hate to die porn camping, yes.
And then the three went out in the woods to look at pornography, and they died.
The end. I don't know, like, fire seems really bad.
Suffocation in general would be really bad, I would say.
Yeah. Especially if it's, like, someone who turns on you, not turns you on. Well, that could be bad, too. But the whole situation changes. Like, we're doing a podcast, and then we just choke Matt to death.
What if, like, he's a pretty bad death.
Good look.
Glad, yeah. It's too bad the audio waveforms can't see my look. Anyway.
What if, like, your archenemy were, like, stealing your blood, and you had to see him go out and, like, live a successful life while he keeps you crippled?
That's pretty
bad.
So
it's more just torture than it is a death?
A little bit. Yeah.
I guess so, because your death would be caused by that, even if it takes years. So something that takes years is pretty bad.
Yeah.
This is fun.
You know what I'm most afraid of, though? It's not, like, how I die, but dying and shitting yourself. Like,
that's going to happen.
I know, but I don't like that.
There's no way to stop that.
I want it to not... Well, if I evacuate my bowels before I die...
You want that you're more dignified than that?
Yes.
No, there'll still be something that comes out.
I'm going to try not to. I'm going to hold it in. That's how I'm going to die.
Let's find out.
That sounds like the worst death ever, is holding it in until you die.
That's pretty bad, too.
People do get very sick from that.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Alright, what were the other hypotheticals? There's some more to this.
There is more to this. Let's revert back. So we've had that. Would you rather live for 1 week and die by your preferred method, or live as usual and die whenever you would have anyway?
Wait. So I can be guaranteed a blowjob?
You'd be guaranteed a blowjob within the week and die as you're getting the blowjob.
Holy shit. Guaranteed blowjob. Let's go.
Actually, so you live the week and in preparation for this blowjob. So you're living an entire week just regular like you normally would.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, it's blowjob time.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna die that way, though.
But I'm going to get a blowjob.
At the end of the week. Congrats, bro.
Good job. Will someone please give Matt a blowjob at the end of this week?
I'll start getting it, and then I'll be like, oh no.
Wait,
oh,
I still
no.
Have... Yeah, anytime that ever happens again, I'm going to be like, stay away. I know what you're doing. You listen to You Bet It's In Yet.
Nobody does that.
Okay, so then, or live as usual and die whenever you would have anyways. There's no specific time, because who's to say when you'll die now?
Okay.
Could be tomorrow, could be 80 years from now in our sleep. Okay. And die by your least favorite method.
Oh, wow.
So live your full life and then die by your least favorite method, or...
Yeah, I'd probably choose that.
But your least favorite method is...
I don't know.
Fire blowjobs? What did you say?
Fire blowjob, drowning, suffocation.
Explain thoroughly. I feel like this is pretty thorough.
It's pretty morbid. What was the next one?
Sex death. But, okay, so if you go with the secondary, you know that you're going to die your least favorite way.
Yeah.
And you're living the rest of your life.
Knowing that.
And it could technically happen at the end of the week.
Less than a
after
week.
A blowjob.
I'm still alive. But I'm on fire.
No, it's the fire blowjob. Cursed.
You have the fire blowjob.
That's
curse.
The next Harry Potter, the curse of the fire blowjob.
The chamber of fire blowjobs.
Is that because Ginny was a redhead?
Yep.
Nice.
She was kissed by fire.
With a blowjob.
Blowjob, blowjob, blowjob. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they blow on you?
Work, guys.
And that's our show.
See you next week. Or maybe you won't. Well, depends on if we get blowjobs or not.
Dick jokes, dick jokes, dick jokes. Yeah, I would probably go with, if we have to answer, I'd probably go with living your whole life.
Yeah.
Because there's, you're guaranteed, I mean, you're not guaranteed, but there's a good chance that you're going to get blowjobs throughout your life.
Is there?
And to know, I would say so.
Like, you want to take that bet?
You think I will go the rest of my life without a blowjob?
I think I could make it so that you go the rest of your life without a blowjob.
I think we're not friends anymore. If that ever happens,
hey, if that wins
I will
me
set
this,
you on fire.
If that wins me this bet.
You're such a dude. I'm not going to take you up on that bet, but I would say that...
No, of course. Yeah,
that
yeah.
You'll probably get at least another 2 blowjobs before you die. Before
I die?
Yes.
Wow,
so,
you think highly of me.
So yeah, so I would take the death, but I'm going to fake. I'm gonna. Well, no, because it has to be the worst death possible, huh?
Yeah.
Man,
that's really rough. I'm just it seems like an easy answer, but it's gonna suck.
Eaten away by insects.
Oh fuck,
that
dude.
That might be the worst.
And you're just like stuck there.
I think that might be my worst one right now so far.
Really?
Yeah.
But you want to fuck a spider?
Yeah, where the fuck am I going to get eaten by?
What if that's your sex death?
So Matt's fucking the spider.
I fuck a black widow.
Yep. Oh, baby, that was great.
Was.
A rumpf.
Yeah, I didn't know what sound to make
that's
spider
the,
killing
that's
that.
That's the sound of the spider.
Thank you for a rumpf.
A rumpf. Yeah, so I would go with... Oh, I don't want to die that way, though.
Nope.
But that's the worst one I was.
Can't we just pretend?
Have you guys ever heard of
Oh God!
God damn it! Bot flies?
No.
They're a fly that lays eggs in your flesh, and they can actually lay eggs inside your brain.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So that is my now least favorite way to die.
Can't we just pretend, like, oh, I would hate to die by sex death. And then pick that.
That's what I was thinking too, is fake it and be like, oh, I'd hate to die eating a brownie and getting a blowy. Like,
having a Jameson and a brownie.
Because I'm diabetic, you know?
And blowjobs are awful.
I've been saving my
I hate that so
forever.
Much, so I guess I would choose living my life and dying,
dying
by
that way.
Sex brownies. That's
I don't
my choice.
Live, I just want to live the week and get eaten by ants, so.
That would be so cool. Fire ants, too.
Yeah.
Not the type, but they're actually on fire.
Bullet
as
ants.
Eating you.
So yeah, I would go with living your life and dying by blowjob brownies.
Yeah, me too. I choose that.
Wow.
I'm not even a huge fan of brownies, but I'll take it. Because I have to. Yeah.
Do you guys want a most embarrassing thing you were willing to invent?
That was the other part?
Yeah.
Was there not another
that's
hypothetical?
That's the next hypothetical. That's number 4.
Okay.
And then the number 5 is dick, sex, butts.
Most embarrassing thing... I mean, I had that girl rejection story at the restaurant. Is that the most embarrassing now?
Which one is that?
It's not super embarrassing. I don't want to say it because it might not count the... Well, no, I might as well. We'll just say a bunch of embarrassing things. And then you decide what's the most embarrassing, people, and let us know. There was one time, you know the story. I'm sure you do too. We went to dine at an Applebee's restaurant. Pay us. And the hostess was good looking, and I was like, oh, that girl's cute. And then Gianna and Michelle were like, just ask her out. And they're like, what's the worst that can happen? Just ask her out. And I was like, okay, you're right. I'll just try it. Who cares? So I went up to her, and I was like, hey, how you doing? Or however nervous way I did back then. And she's like,
back then?
Well, I gotta make it sound like I'm not nervous anymore.
Okay.
I mean, talking to 17-year-olds is hard. No, I was younger then, so I don't know how old she was. But anyway, I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And we, like, said two sentences. Like, could I get your number? And she's like, oh, I don't have a phone.
Such a good turn. Yeah. I don't have a phone.
I was like, oh, okay. And like, in my head, it didn't seem like a lie or anything. I was like,
how did that not seem like a lie?
Just because I was in the moment, and I was like, oh, that's too bad, I guess. She can't contact anybody ever. And I went to go sit down, and then I was like, wait a second.
She doesn't have a
everybody
phone.
Everybody has cell phones. Well, actually, cell phones weren't as rampant.
Yeah, then. But everybody has a landline.
But everyone
phone,
had
yeah.
at least a landline.
There was a time when you didn't.
Yeah, and had to use payphones. Thanks.
Is that the next embarrassing story?
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
No, I don't want to. Yeah.
No, I didn't have a phone for a while. It was funny, because I was
a combination of payphones.
Okay, there was so Wolford was one of the only people with a car at this time, and I would just have to walk to the 7-Eleven that was close to my house so I could call anybody. And most of the time I would just call and be like, "Hey, you want to hang out?" And then figure it out. Wolford had a cell phone, but there were two payphones there. Eventually, they both stopped working, but in different ways. So there's one where I could call somebody, and they could hear what I was saying, but I couldn't hear what they were saying. And the other one was the exact opposite. So I could call Wolford and be like,
I want to hang out.
If you agree, you should
call me back. On the
other give me instructions.
On the other payphone.
Or I might even have to call him from that one, and when he answers, then he'll just start talking.
That is pretty stuff. Great.
It actually, like, in actuality, I may have used that system, like, once or maybe twice or something like that, but he had them in his phone as pay talk and pay here.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
But you got rejected. No phone. That's
I don't
really
have
funny.
A phone.
I can't believe that didn't trigger immediately in your head. Just like
it didn't
because people don't have phones.
Because I was like, how could she say no? You know, I wasn't thinking.
You should have asked for email instead.
What's your email?
What's
I might not even have an email.
Security number. What's your social?
What's your address then?
Oh, so but you work here, right? So I'll just be in.
I'll just come by later. What's the phone number here? We don't
have
a phone.
You have to tell me. Applebee's doesn't have phones.
All right.
Which car is yours? No, that was the ploy. Is you tell us the embarrassing story, and now we don't have to tell embarrassing stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. More high fives. No. It sucked. Yeah.
No. You're gonna die by sex death just for that.
Oh no.
All right, guys, your turn. Come on.
I can't even think of one. I've never done. Anything
you've never been embarrassed
ever.
In your life.
When I was like in, I think I was in third or fourth grade. When I was in like third or fourth grade. I was taking a test, and I was really worried about the test.
Okay.
And I also really had to pee. So instead of telling the teacher I had to pee, I just peed my pants and took the test.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I aced the test. But were there any repercussions? I mean, I peed my pants in front of everybody. Yeah, but did everybody know that you peed your pants? Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah?
I was going to say, I peed my pants plenty of times. Well, I had to get up, and my pants were obviously wet and smelled like urine. And then I had to go to the principal's office, and then I went home. Yeah.
Did anybody call you P-Pants or anything for years?
No. Mr. Wet Bottom.
I'm going to call you P-Pants.
MCP-Pants?
MCP-Pants.
MCP-Pants.
All right. That's pretty embarrassing. That's when you're a kid, though.
Yeah, I don't think that counts if you're a kid.
I mean, that's a good example.
Like, I have embarrassing kid stories, like things that I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That were stupid.
I'm trying to think of something I've done recently that's more embarrassing. You guys can think of something.
Well, just look at you.
I walk out of the house looking like this every day.
How do you do it? Ryan, have you ever done anything embarrassing?
No, I can't. I've never done
anything embarrassing.
You're
just perfect.
You know me.
I know you.
The Seinfeld thing was pretty embarrassing.
That's not your most embarrassing.
Know, what that's not my most. When I said that Les Claypool was
the guy Seinfeld theme song.
I've said a lot of embarrassing things on here, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, just go back in the archives, guys.
Yeah, everything you'll I've said on here is embarrassing.
Plenty of embarrassing stuff.
Bob
found that hilarious.
There was another thing. It was, that's not the most embarrassing, though.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, I don't know.
What's the thing? I'm not sure if I just told my most embarrassing story or not. It's pretty embarrassing. Go for it.
It's embarrassing just because when you find out after the fact, I think about how many people I told. And like, when I was a kid, I would learn random facts mostly through my brother. He's a jerk. So a lot of stuff.
Does he listen?
No, probably not. He would.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk. You a jerk. I know.
It's a great song.
Yeah. But one of them was that because of genetic engineering, strawberries had seeds on the outside that they used to have seeds on the inside. And I think back to how many people I told that to. But a lot of people believed me up until like 4 months ago.
4 months ago?
Yeah, when I was...
Because that was true up until four months.
Are you serious?
So this might be the most embarrassing
thing. That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, so when I was in Salt Lake, we were at this place called Zupa's, which is awesome, and you guys should go to if you ever get a chance.
Does that mean soup?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Anyways, they give out strawberries, the chocolate-dipped strawberries, and I was like,
oh my god,
strawberries are the best. And I said, you know, interesting fact about strawberries. And I presented it, and I said, you know, they used to have the seeds on the inside, but because of genetic testing, the seeds are on the outside.
Who looked at you and said, that's not true?
It got silent for a second, and then Carlos said, no. And then Chase said, yeah, that's not true. So it, like, became, like, an instant... Ashley kept quiet, which I appreciate. Thank you, Ashley.
Does she listen?
I don't think so.
What's up,
but thank
Ashley?
You, Ashley, anyways. But hey, Ashley, I was like, I'll prove it to you. And I pulled out my phone and I Wikipedia'd, you know, like, and I was like on my phone for an hour. I was just sure that this information was true. And they're laughing like you guys are. And then...
No, we're just laughing with you.
Yeah. And then Chase was like, where did you hear that? And I was like, I wanted to say a biology class, but then I was like, my brother told me that when I was a kid. And now here I am. And I hate my brother.
Do you want to hear a fact that's related to that and is actually true and interesting? Bananas are... Basically, they're genetically engineered, not like in a lab, but through selective breeding.
He didn't say yes, by the way.
I don't care. In nature, bananas are not long like that.
They're short.
They're not easy to open, and they are full of these huge seeds that you cannot eat. They are awful for eating.
Huh.
So they are genetically engineered to be like they are. So there's a fruit that's kind of like that, if that makes you feel any better.
He doesn't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Start telling people this.
Yeah, yeah. Go out and tell everybody. Tell everybody about the strawberries, and if we can get enough people to back my strawberries thing...
Then we can change Wikipedia.
Yeah, exactly.
We can change Wikipedia anyway. You should do that. Type it up and tell your friends...
Check it out now.
Wait, we'll cut this part out of the podcast. But, no, we won't. But just be like, oh, hey, Carlos and Chase?
Yeah.
Is that a real name?
Yeah, Chase.
I'm kidding.
really? Chase?
Change Wikipedia and then be like, oh, look at Wikipedia.
Oh, check out what happened.
Make it up. Yeah. It's not new. It's always been.
Remember that strawberry fact I was telling you about?
Boom.
Wikipedia says it's true.
I say that's embarrassing.
That's very embarrassing. And now I think about it. I've done that with not just the strawberries.
What else?
Like other stuff?
Other things that I've heard and then I take as fact from when I was a child and never really thought to look up because adults.
Makes a little sense.
Like what?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Can we save it for another time? Ryan's embarrassing childhood stories.
Nope.
About clouds.
Keep it coming.
No?
No, I remember this one.
Okay.
I remember this
okay.
one.
Oh, yeah? I need to tell you, yeah.
What was it?
Can I tell you later?
Just tell the listeners.
Okay, so, I don't know, we have a lot of international listeners, they don't probably have gate in other areas.
Yeah.
But,
all those people from all over the world listen
gate
to
us. Stands for Gifted and Talented Education.
Yep.
And it was a part of elementary schools that, like, the mucky mucks went to the gifted and talented, we'll say.
All the smart kids and only the smart kids went.
That's right.
So
yep.
If you didn't go, you weren't smart.
That's right. Ever.
If you did go, you definitely were smart.
Just like us. All three of us, right?
So, before I get into that, I have to do... No, okay. I don't know how to do this. I don't know if I have to do it like Tarantino style or not. Because it's a long... It's not like a long story. But okay, so you have to take a test to get into GATE. And the test is just a verbal test where they just ask you questions. Have you heard this?
No, keep going.
You've heard this.
Keep going.
We can say it. I can tell it later.
Keep going.
Okay. And one of the questions was, where do clouds come from? Okay. Flashback. Or flash. What's rewind? Let's rewind 4 years, because this was in second grade. Let's rewind 4 years to when I was in preschool. And a certain weatherman out here in Nevada... I don't remember his name. No, yes, I do. Kevin Janicek. I'm calling him out. Janicek. Anyways, came to our preschool and was telling us about weather. And he said, you guys like to go out in the rain? And they're like, yeah! And it's like, are you guys like clouds? And they're like, yeah! And he's like, you ever stick your tongue out and catch the rain in your mouth? And we're like, yeah! And he's like, don't do that. And I was like, what? Everyone was like, wait, why? And he's like, you know those big, those factories with those smokestacks? That's where those clouds come from. That's what the rain takes in, and you catch that in your mouth. Flash forward to second grade. The GATE teacher asks.
The gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper asks, what is your quest? No, where do clouds come from? And I say, oh, this is easy. The factories. She says, what do you mean? And I say, well, you know when you're like, and I think I said when you're driving on the freeway and you pass those factories,
yep,
and they have the stuff coming out, yep, of them, those are the clouds. And she said, okay, thank you very much. See you later.
You're no longer in this
she,
class.
Yeah, she sent me, no, I didn't make it that year. But here's the funny part.
Big surprise.
This is super embarrassing now. The funny part is I go outside to recess because that's when they do the testing. Is I go out to recess. And one of my friends, his name was Niels. Niels Bybee.
Niels?
Yeah.
Niels Bohr?
No, his name was Niels Bybee.
I wonder what he's up to nowadays.
I don't know. I think he... I'm not going to say. Anyways,
Niels?
If you're listening, Niels, he says... he goes, oh, what did you think of the test? Because we're second graders and that's how adults talk. And I was like, oh, it was wicked easy. And he was like, yeah, well, what did you say? Like, did they ask you about clouds? And I was like, yeah, what did you say? And he goes... It comes from the ocean, and da da da, and he came up with the right answer, and I was like, okay. Well, I think we know who's getting into GATE. Okay. Have a good day, Niels.
That Niels is such an idiot.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I did get in the next year, though, so it's okay.
Cool, they didn't ask anything about clouds.
They asked about strawberries.
That wasn't GATE. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's awesome. Email us your embarrassing stories.
At iamaterrorist@hotmail.com.
Yep. Or tell us what dude you want in your threesome. Dudes. And
ladies,
girls.
Tell us what ladies you want in your threesome.
Please do. In fact,
send
if you just...
Send us pictures of you and what it would look like
but
if
for
you
the ladies, for the ladies, it has to be a three-way that's all girls.
All girls.
No.
If you just want to have one girl, that's fine. Just tell us who it is.
Or if you ladies want to have a threesome with two guys and you want to pick your two favorite, you bet it's in
the end characters.
Or if you ladies want to have a four-way with all three of us.
Yeah, I guess email.
You guys
yeah,
I guess we can do that. Email us at youbetitsinyet.com/show-appreciation. And
email
interest.
Us at iamaterrorist@hotmail.com.
At youbetitsinyet.com.
Or if you have any pictures you want to send us, ladies.
Yep.
Okay.
We accept any pictures.
All right. Well, that was fun. Thank you very much, Monsieur Cole.
Cole, yes.
Which translates to Mr. Ass.
Mr. Ass.
Mr. Ass.
Have you ever seen me play with myself with my left hand? I just don't do it.
I have seen that.
That's not true. Matt, show me your right hand.
Give us the news.
This week in news.
This weekend news. It's illegal to...
Well, this is failing fast.
See you next week.
remember the internet?
What the fuck is the internet?
I don't mean the internet nowadays where it's like a whole bunch of websites that are like, oh, Abraham Lincoln did this, and they're giving you all kinds of information. It's the internet that was AOL, America Online. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Do you guys remember chat rooms?
Yes.
This might go along with the most embarrassing stuff.
Okay. All right. Keep it going.
I used to be kind of a chat room shark, I would say.
Shark?
Yes.
As in, like, you would lure people and girls to unsafe situations and then attack them?
I was always 17 going on 18, okay?
For how long?
Since I was, like, 12 to 13 until AOL died out.
So you lied to a lot of people? Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, is like, so I was really young, and I was thinking about this, and it's probably really bad that I was doing that, but, because it's the reverse, I mean, technically, I wouldn't have been the one to get in trouble.
I'm not sure where this is going, but keep going.
It occurred to me that, because what I would do is I would go into a chat room, and you would just like, I would watch these people just like posting their stupid conversations, and like, these stupid conversations about anything and everything. Like, mm-hmm. So it would be like, because they would have like specific rooms for different things. So yeah. It would be like Reboot. Yeah. And you'd be like, I like Reboot. I'm going to go into the Reboot one.
Oh, sweet.
And then it's like, oh, Reboot people are fags. And then like.
So you were the stupidest of the trolls?
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so I didn't do that. I would get in there and I'd be like, that's not true. And I would try to. And I then. Love Reboot. Yeah, because I was young and naive. And
you
then
were 17 going on 18.
That's where I'm going.
I was 17 going on 13.
I was, listen, ASL, bro.
ASL.
Age, sex, location. Okay?
Nice.
That's all you need to know.
ASL also, on AOL.
Pick for pick.
never go pick for pick.
Yeah, but anyways, where I was going with that is that eventually what you would do is you would strike up a conversation with a whole bunch of people and there'd be people like, oh, get out of here. And then...
Or you would.
Every so often, someone would like instant message you. Like, they'd be like, oh, you're Chimp Control, which was really one of my screen names.
Chimp Control?
Chimp Control was one of my screen names. This is all very embarrassing.
Like what? Like you control chimps?
You still
chimps?
Do this.
I had this... No, I don't know. I don't know why I came up with that. It was better than Doo Doo Monkey, which was another one of mine. I had a thing for monkeys, apparently. It's the long story. Anyways, it's a Tom DeLonge story.
Wow.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Anyways,
on his tour bus.
What? Oh, you did. You had
Brian interviewed him. It was pretty cool. Look it up.
That's right. For the
X107.5 Tom DeLonge interview or something. You might find Brian interviewing people. Anyway.
Anyways, it would be an instant message. This is probably not going anywhere, but there would be an instant message thing, and it'd be like, ASL, and I'd be like, oh, I'm 17.
Okay.
Yeah, so it would be, I would hope it was a girl, because it was always girl flirty names, like Kissy Face,
or like
64.
Duck Girl, Butt Stuff,
yeah.
69.
I also like monkeys, blah, blah, blah. It was,
And you could make the color of your name, and if they were pink, you knew they were a girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they would always end everything with, like, a smiley face, emoticons, which I do in texting now, which is weird. I'm not a girl, guys. But here's what I was going to say, is that it would always lead to, like, so ASL, I'd never cyber, just so we're clear. I'd never cyber.
Wait, you want a cyber?
You want a cyber, bro?
I love Cyber Monday. I'm still not sure where this is going.
Basically, the thought that I had the other day was I was thinking about it, and I was like, oh man, chat rooms were fun.
Okay.
And then I thought, I used to lie to people. And then I thought, people lied to me. And then I thought, how many of the girls that I talked to in chat rooms were guys?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I never cybered. I really never did. Has that ever happened to you guys?
I've never cybered.
Never cybered?
Mm-mm. I don't think... I did either. It's all, like, text stuff. We don't need to get into that, though.
Between you and me? Are you giving me the sign?
Look, I text other people, too, okay?
You give good text.
Who taught you how
so
to text
you're,
like that?
Okay, so, you, so your thing is...
like that.
Since you lied to... Well, hold on. Were you in these chat Frooms?
Frooms. I was in these chat rooms.
Were you in these chat rooms looking for girls?
Here's how it happens. Is it started off as being like, oh, chat room, what's that? And then it'd be like, oh, you like Reboot? And I'd be like, I like Reboot. And then I would get into it. Reboot. And then it would get an instant message. And I'd be like, this is cool. And they'd be like, ASL. And I'd be like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what that means. And then they'd be like, age, sex, location. And then I would tell them a fake one because the other one didn't know where I am.
13, yes, and my house.
And then I would be ASL back, I guess. LOL. And then they would, and it would go on. And then it became like a, we would talk and like, we would make, we'd be friends. And they'd be like, oh yeah, my boyfriend just dumped me. And I'd be like,
yeah.
I would be the one listening and be like, dude, if he like.
Dude.
How could you let him do that? Yeah, I would totally never do that.
Why'd you say dude?
I mean, mate, possible dude. Like.
You know the rule of the internet, right?
Everybody's a dude.
The men are men, the women are men, and the kids are federal agents.
I like that. That's good.
It's a good internet rule. Okay, so you're saying since you lied.
So I started off lying in like my first instant message, and then
Why did you start off as such a liar?
And plus it started off as being like, I'm into Reboot. So like, and then, but then it turned into like, I'm going to go on the prowl and find a girl who needs me.
Yeah.
Like, and then never cyber meet them. Stuff. But I never cybered. It was just me 12-year-old
cybering.
It was really just to, like, my boost my ego and be like, this guy really cares. And I'm like, I am a good guy, aren't I?
Yeah, and then it makes you feel good about yourself. You're like, I'm so sensitive. Any girl would want to do my sex.
I do listen to sex. Any girls on the internet who may be guys. I remember the chat. I'm just thinking of the different colors of the AOL chat now.
It was red and blue? I don't remember.
No, you could change it.
I didn't know that.
The text and all
that. You know what was fun?
I wouldn't. Mine would be like regular typing, and then the girls would have all fancy stuff. And I'm like, okay.
I remember how you got AOL at first.
Oh, yeah, the Gilmore House?
Yeah.
It was exciting.
It was exciting.
I never had a... I didn't have a cell phone for a long time. I didn't...
You didn't have a computer?
Yeah, I didn't have...
Well, you have a Windows phone, so you barely have a cell phone now.
The things you own are worse.
Dude, what's wrong with the Windows phone, bro? It's awesome. But yeah, so I had it at somebody else's house, pretty much, and
yeah,
I used it to chat.
Gilmore's house. They signed him up for an account with them.
Really?
That was a horrible idea.
What was your screen name?
I stopped hanging out.
What was your handle?
I think it was That's Wank already, which is what I use for everything.
That's where his.
I don't have any stupid. Well, mine were all stupid, man.
What, did you have any weird screen names, real quick?
I only had one screen name, and I still use it.
Sligmaster?
No. This was way back when I was like 11 and I first got it. Wizard Shells.
Yep.
At AOL.com.
Yep.
I still got that fucking email, man. I'm gonna hold on to that thing until it's like a fucking golden treasure.
Yep.
A relic of the past.
That's right. Maybe, dude, we should sign up for AIM right now and just see who we can chat with.
Oh man, we should get in, and we can sign in on the iPad.
Instant message, you bet.
We can totally set up an instant message.
Oh, that's.
And we can take instant messages while we're recording.
Yeah, and then we can set up.
It'll be like the lo-fi version of live tweeting.
Yeah.
And then we could set up a.
It's retro, not lo-fi.
A webcam.
Lo-fi is cooler than retro.
Oh, I guess.
We could set up a webcam, and they could tell us everything they want to see us do.
Yeah, and then we could charge them to get past the paywall.
And every time we see someone, they're like, hey, take off your shirt. We just look at the camera and go, type, how about no, I can't.
And they'll be like, well, if you want to, you know, pay me the money and come past the paywall, I might.
Who wants a little one-on-one with me and these? And I'm pushing my breasts.
None of us know
camera.
How.
Breasts? I would have cut the sack and been like, with these bad boys.
I want your
None
breasts.
Of us know how those work, though. At all.
PayPal accounts?
We didn't just describe how...
Someone set up a PayPal account for us.
All three of us.
Wait, how did it go? What do you mean?
Nothing.
We didn't do it right?
What?
No, we did it exactly right. it wasn't but I like this idea, man. Can you get AIM on a Mac?
Yeah, why not?
I know
yeah.
you can.
I'm pretty sure.
That would be funny, though. I wonder who, like, uses it. Because, like, even kids in high school now are... Just texting.
Yeah, it's just texting or Facebook.
And Facebook has instant message. Facebook. That was the thing. Didn't Facebook or MySpace not have instant messaging for a little while? And so AIM was like, maybe you still might use it, or like
I don't know.
Yahoo stuff or whatever.
I have no idea. Do we have a Facebook page?
No. We need to make
Let's
one.
Make one.
I'm glad you didn't know.
We're doing
we will eventually make Facebook. Maybe Twitter, I guess.
Get some
I love Twitter.
Some investors.
Follow me.
Yes. Some sugar mamas.
But I just wonder, like, what kind of... What I was asking that is because I wonder what kind of weirdos are on AIM now. Like, because nobody uses it.
I bet there's still people that use it. Why? Well, right, like, right now they have that, which is not AIM, but they have Chat Roulette, you know? Yeah. Where you talk to randos.
But isn't Chat Roulette just a bunch of jerking it?
You'll encounter that a lot.
No. Oh, I'm thinking of Omegle. Omegle is just text.
Okay.
But Chat Roulette is, yeah, just
jerking it. Well, there was that one guy who did Chat Roulette, and he would do impromptu, like, songs. He'd be like, give me a topic! And they'd be like, what? And it's like...
Say something.
Yeah, give me a setting. And it would be like, there are a lot of Annie, like she lives in blah, 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 blah. And it was really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was really funny.
That sounds fun. I would but try to do that. But a lot of the people who are
browsing it are either just dicks or guys who are, like, in bed, shirtless, and are like, where are the naked girls? Yeah.
That's really good, Ryan. You should try that.
That's just what they do. They just look.
Hey.
That's what I do late at night.
So let's not do Chat Roulette.
Let's do AIM, the old-fashioned way.
ASL? I just wonder... That's how we'll start conversations with people.
ASL?
Like,
We should go into coffee shops and introduce ourselves to girls that way.
Hi, I'm...
ASL?
I'm Doodoo Monkey.
ASL? ASL?
Control Chimp?
What's your name?
Chimp Control! Chimp Thank control. You.
Wizardshells@AOL.com.
Wizard.
With an O.
Oh, you're the coolest.
Yeah, I was always That's Wank. Sorry.
You're so original, bro.
Well, that is original. Ish.
It'd be different. It'd be interesting to go into a chat site as I am a terrorist.
There's probably...
I am a terrorist.
ASL?
Seriously, L?
Your city. I just can't imagine.
Seriously, want to S your A?
Just can't imagine who uses it. Wait, oh god, what's happening?
I want to sex your age.
Yeah,
I want to sex your age.
I'd have sex your age. Aged sex. But I just imagine like chat rooms are still set up on AIM. But, like, who is there?
I gotta get AOL. Do you think they still have the 1,000 free hours of AOL? Where can I get that disc?
Those discs.
Yes, but they only have them in floppy form. Does your iPad have a floppy drive?
No.
It might.
What does a floppy drive look like?
Just try to stuff it in.
I mean,
there.
I play.
It's a giant gaping hole in your computer you shove shit in.
Floppy drive. Let's search it. I'm just kidding. The only floppies I ever used to use were the...
Whoa.
The only floppies I ever used, guys, were for Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail?
Oregon Trail.
Tarragon Trail?
Tarragon Trail.
I never went to, chat rooms.
I did.
I just, if there were people I knew...
I think I went... This was back in 7th grade. I would go into punk rock chat rooms.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Punk rock
That's chat hardcore.
Rooms? How did that go?
Stupid. I was a kid.
Mine was mostly just TV shows and movies that I liked. Yeah. What is it like people going like, I'm more punk than you?
Well, kind of. They were like, that band's not punk. This band's punk. And people were like, yeah, it is. And then they'd be like, well,
have
that's
you
not a
train?
Punk as this.
You're a train?
Drops of Jupiter is punk rock.
I try to say goodbye. Did you guys hear a Macy Gray drop a new LP?
It's way more punk than our last time.
But the big thing, the reason I did that is I just got Napster. And I was like, what should I download? I downloaded every song I know. And each song took 10 minutes. So I download one song, and then I listen to it for 10 minutes until the next song downloaded. Then I listen to those two songs back to back until the third song. And once I got enough songs to fill up 10 minutes, I was like, I'm set. Because I could listen to a new song each time until a new song downloaded.
That's
awesome.
Set up. I missed the Napster bandwagon.
No?
Yeah, I
never
went straight
Napster.
For LimeWire.
Yeah.
That was where I started.
I got in on the ground floor, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Corrupted music files are the best.
Oh, man. It'd be normal for a good, 30 seconds, and then...
And there's... I love this part of the song.
Remix.
Did you guys remember the blue, 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 blue?
Yeah. Just remembering good old AOL days. Yeah. I couldn't text girls and be like, oh, they're on.
Oh, yeah. If a girl's online or you send an IM to a girl and she goes offline.
Without saying BRB.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is up with that? All right.
Ladies.
Yeah. You got to say BRB.
Yeah. Anytime you're leaving.
Or TTYL.
Yeah. TTYL. Yeah.
It's the...
G2G.
It's most insulting because you hear the door closing sound. In your face.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
And then he's like, oh, thanks.
If there was nobody online, right?
Okay.
You could chat with Smarter Child. Do you remember Smarter Child?
No, what? I never did that.
Oh,
what is that?
Smarter Child was a computer. It was a program that would chat with you. Like,
what?
It was for the loneliest of lonely people, and it was me. And yeah, Brian. Brian and I used to talk. There was a girl version, but Smarter Child was the guy. And you could ask it questions, and it would, like... You'd be like, hey, Smarter Child, do you know what time this movie's playing? And you would be like, oh, yeah, the movie's playing this time. And then, creepy, because it would be like, Smarter Child is typing. I'm like, no, he's not.
Smarter Child's a robot.
But you would ask, like, where do you live, Smarter Child? And he's like, that's an interesting question to ask me. And you'd be like, seriously, where do you live? And it would be like...
Why were you trying to pick up Smarter? Did you try ASL?
ASL? I'm a robot. But he did. He said he lived in Silicon Valley in California. And I was like, that makes sense, I guess.
That's funny.
But then you'd be like, hey, say a curse word, Smarter Child. And he's like, I don't think so. And then you would be like, fuck you, Smarter Child. And he'd be like,
hey, that's
I don't think that's okay. And then you would say, fuck you harder, Smarter Child. And he'd be like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. And then if you say it one more time, he logs off.
Ouch.
You get three strikes. Smarter Child.
Smarter Child slammed the door in your face.
That's right. He was a good guy.
You might as well just made it the girl version just to make it feel like real life, you know?
BRB.
Fuck you. Fuck you, her.
I think it used to ask you if you're still there, too. Like, if you
are
don't
you still there?
Are you still there?
Are you sleeping?
That's creepy. I'm glad I didn't talk to robots as a teenager.
I need to get AIM, man. I'm going
to
get AIM and
you
I'm going
to
talk to
AIM.
Smarter
Let's
Child.
Check out what hot girls are on AIM.
Hot girls
see if they're
on
online,
AIM.
And then when you say hello,
see if
they just...
like strings.
No strings. I'm looking for a girl with strings. Most girls don't like strings. I'm into strings.
I'm into string girls. So watch out, hide it. It's clear. I smoke crack when you are not
in
here.
For iPad.
Teamwork where you held it and then I put it in.
It was nice.
Let's eliminate the homosexuals.
It's time for the Topic Cat.
Topic Cat.
All right, guys. Today's the day. You're going to start your secret second family. What's your strategy?
Well, first you got to move as far away as possible.
Yeah?
Well, you have to take business trips far away.
Yeah, business trips far away, but you still have to sustain the other one.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you have to keep the other family?
Yeah, this is a secret second family.
Secret is the key word there. Yeah, so far away, I mean, that sounds good because the families would be far apart.
And they aren't likely to run into each other accidentally.
That's but true. how are you gonna keep it up for both wives?
They have pills for that.
Oh, okay, good. There's an app for that called Porn.
Pornography application.
All right, so lay down your ground.
Yeah, let's lay down your plan, man.
Plans.
I don't want to go first.
Why am I? Okay.
Matt's not allowed to answer first.
So clearly I would have to have a really nice job.
Okay.
Okay, but the secret family's not going to know what I actually do. My real family, the one that I love the most, is going to be...
Wait, you love the real family the most?
Oh, yeah, I love
you're
the real
You're getting
family
bored
the most.
Of them.
See, for me, the real family would be the status family. Like, that's, like, my nice life in the suburbs.
Yeah.
But my secret family would be
kids.
The one that I really love.
That
Otherwise, why even have a secret
But you put
family?
In, like, a dumpy apartment or something?
Yeah.
And you wear, like, greasy
Live
shirts.
The real life.
Yeah.
So, like, you dress business cash all your days long.
Business cash.
And then when I come home from my secret family, I'm not wearing anything.
Just so
no,
you
No secrets in this family.
I would say
everyone knows what everybody's genitals look like in this family.
The first step is to have a good, a nice job that keeps you out of the spotlight, so I can't be what I want to be.
What do you want me to
say? A screenwriter.
You think screenwriters can't have secret families? They write plots all the time.
Have you written anything before?
I co-wrote Tim the Alien.
Oh, that's true. That was a collaborative effort.
I also co-wrote the Brunswick Bash, where you guys said, we need you, you're the screenwriter. And then I came in and he was like, what would a girl say after he says, sit down? What did you want to talk about? That's great! That's awesome!
Such a good screenwriter.
Just because you have different methods, okay? Look up Tim the Alien on YouTube. I can't stress this enough, people. You have to know how three movies, the plots to them. But still.
Anyway. So you have a nice, a good stat, like a good job.
So you want like just a business job, 9 to 5 that
making
pays
good money. Yeah,
pays good money.
I also want my wife to be working. My regular wife.
Bitch gotta work.
My less important wife, if I'm Matt.
Your first family wife?
My first family wife. My first wife.
This is your strategy, though, so this is the family
do
you
your
love.
Strategy.
Okay, so first of all, I love my first family the most.
That's nice.
The only reason why I would have a secondary family is for the days that I'm bored or lonely in my first family.
Yeah.
So, like, because you can imagine, like, let's go to the ice cream parlor, and I'm like, you guys are really annoying.
I want different kids.
On a business trip. Oh, look, I got a call from my boss. I got to go on a business trip.
Oh, I heard you had a baseball game. Looks like I've got to go to Boston. I'll see you later.
Oh, yeah, you have that play coming up? I'd love to be there, but I have to be in Illinois.
In your other mom.
In what? Oh, that was a slip of the tongue.
I'm going to your mom.
To Omaha.
Omaha.
Nice. That was good.
So, wait, where do I live?
I don't know.
Here? You're the one who's plotting it.
I want my first family to be in California.
Okay.
I want my
because you love them.
I do want my other family to be in like rural, somewhere rural.
Northern California.
For those of you familiar with the Vegas locations, I want my first family to live on Flamingo and Pecos.
Okay.
And I want my secondary family to live on Tropicana and Pecos. So that way I can just, like, you can have a nice sitcom moment where you're like, oh, I gotta go. I gotta be there.
I was supposed to meet him at that Denny's.
The good Denny's.
Oh, dinner was delicious. We haven't had dinner yet. Oh, yeah.
I'm not very hungry. I had,
business soup's on. Trip.
Business dinner.
That'll make it really awkward for my business trips, though, huh? If I'm just right down the street.
Yeah.
I have to go away.
To the Flamingo
also,
Hotel.
Also, don't go to the grocery store for the next week.
Or the park that my other kids frequent.
So you still... Do you want your first family in California?
I want my first family in California. I want my second family to be in... probably...
Prague.
Prague. I want them to be in Prague. I am an international businessman. No, probably somewhere like in the Midwest would be awesome.
Like in the Mississippi River?
In the Mississippi
River. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
That's where they'll wind up. That's where they end up if they get too...
If they get found.
If you say anything.
If you tell anyone you're my family.
Why do you think I bought this houseboat?
Okay, but that sounds awesome. But you still have to work.
Yeah,
and you have to see both families.
Do you have to see both families?
Well, you don't want either of them to find out about the other.
Okay, so here's how I do it.
Okay.
First family, like I said, my status family.
Status.
This is the family
just to be seen in public with.
That's like the wife also has a really good job, and like
a nice rack.
Like I said, status. First family, status family. We've got nannies and shit. And my real job is like a serious like business job, so I do go on business trips. Second family, banginest wife you ever did see.
Banginest?
Yeah. And this is the woman I actually love. This is the woman I really love.
Why do you have your... Okay, anyway.
Well, first family, status family, man.
Why do you need the status family? Can't you just make the second family status family?
No, she's too low class and she gets down too dirty to ever be that.
Awesome. I'm going to do your wife.
Which one? First one? That's fine.
Banginess.
That's fine.
You're going to let us have a go at your first wife?
If you want to go at first wife, go right ahead.
What's your situation?
That's actually going to be
downstairs
my...
downstairs situation?
That's actually going to be my second family. It's Matt's wife. We're going to have our own secret family. So
they have a secret dad that they don't let me know about?
Yeah.
It's just a constant transfer of...
And here's the thing. Straight up.
My second family...
Uh-huh.
Like
it is family, so you're going to have other kids.
Has kids, too. And I fucking
banging his kids.
Banging his kids, whoever did see.
Can I have one of them?
No.
Any way that I wish?
Oh, God. And I tell them,
how old are
I'm
they?
In the military.
17 going on 18.
So I can be like, only when I'm on business trips am I with them. So I'm like, I'm going to spend a week here, a couple weeks there, a week here. And the rest of the time I'm out deployed.
So you're in the military.
And that way if I ever need to cut ties with the secret family, I just send over one of my buddies in a military uniform with a flag.
Oh my god.
That's really smart. That's really smart.
That is, but do you ever have to join the military?
No.
No.
I ain't doing that. That's stupid.
But you have a military buddy? Or you just hire an actor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like myself, Orion from Tim the Alien.
Have a buddy, like I said, with a military uniform, just head over with an American flag and be like, bitch, he out.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly how they do it, too. When the messenger comes, they're like, ma'am, I'd like to say... Bitch,
yeah.
I love the throwing motion you make because it makes me think you throw the flag on her.
Yeah, that's what it did.
Yeah.
We'd probably break it, though. Like, we'd probably break character and be like, damn, he wasn't kidding. You are banging.
Well, you could, like, after I have to break it off, you guys could console her.
Thanks, man.
You would be okay with that?
Well, I'm dead to them.
That's true. But that's the family you love the most.
Well, I had to cut him out of my life, man.
Because of the status?
Yeah, because like maybe status wife found out about him, so now I've got to cut them off and start another secreter family.
Status wife. I love that. I love status wife. Wait, I mean,
see, I'm like
Karen.
Bill Clinton and then Hillary Clinton's my status wife, and then all the blowies are...
I like that you see...
Your last blowie.
Yeah, you see your status wife as challenging you when she catches on to your secondary family, because you're like, I need a secreter family.
Or maybe I could incept a family in the family, like a secret sub-second family.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
You said incest, but I heard incest. Go ahead.
I figured it out.
You got really excited.
Yes.
Tell us.
First family. Status family, still.
Okay.
Second family.
I can do that wife as my second family. Got it.
Second family is the help in the house.
Oh, yeah.
So my second family lives in the house with my first family, and I don't have to go on business trips or anything to spend time with them.
Because they don't speak English.
I'm liking the direction this is going.
I don't.
No?
How does that work out?
No, it doesn't work.
So here's how it starts. We're some upscale business casual, just married people, and we're living in a well-to-do apartment. And we hire a part-time cleaner to come in every week or so.
Okay.
And she is
banging.
She is banging. She got it upstairs. She got it downstairs. She got it left stairs. She got it right stairs. What is happening on her left and her right? She got it everywhere.
Yeah. Banging stairs.
She could take an escalator.
And so I start. She can't resist my money and charm.
Yeah, the money for sure.
And I'm just putting it everywhere, everywhere.
Her left stairs
and her
right
stairs.
I love putting it in the right stairs.
I'm glad that you're giving me the sexual fantasy, but go on
so
with the actual.
So me and my wife have some kids, and we move into a house, and we need to hire some help because we're both busy professionals. So we bring in the cleaner because we liked her so much.
Especially
the apartment.
One of you liked him more than the other.
And here's the thing, I got her pregnant too. So we have a guest house there where she stays and she can help.
Okay.
And then as we get older, she has kids and the kids grow up and we hire them into the house as well. So I have my family and my secret family all under one roof.
Okay, but what I'm saying is how do you carry on the guys? Like how do you, like obviously...
They know that if my wife finds out, I would kill them.
So the secret family knows, obviously, is very... knows that you are married.
They know how serious I am.
And she's totally okay with that. So she wants to move in with you and your real family.
Yeah.
You don't would, understand women at all. Who would want to be a part of that? That doesn't make any sense.
Who wouldn't want to be a part of that?
Well, so
do you know how robust and fulfilling my home life will be?
I thought what you were going to say kids? Your real wife is.
Robust my status wife is?
Well,
that's why I'm going for the help.
The kids will know. But by the time my real kids are allowed to interact with my secret kids will know not to tell my real kids.
But they're kids.
It's true.
They're going to tell them. And you kill them? Is that what's going on?
They'll know, they know that it would ruin their life. We would have to get rid of them. And the thing I like most about this is when this shit, like, blows up, like, if the fuse goes off, it's going to be huge. It's going
to
be good.
You like that most?
That's a bad thing.
You what? Just want the worst shit to happen?
That's going
to
end in guns. That's going to end in you getting shot by one of the wives.
No, both of them love me too much.
I don't think so. I think once the real wife
you are admirable.
Catches on to the left and right stairs wife, once she catches on, she's going to be upset, like super upset. No. And then you're going to be left in your house with your not as good of a wife, I would say.
Wait, not as good? She cleans and cooks all day.
I guess that's true. That's what every man wants, huh?
Help.
Help. I just want the help. I want to watch the help on DVD.
Please, just can any girl out there just watch the help with me? I'm looking for a girl who watched that movie with me. But just the families living together is brilliant for the distance you have to travel.
Yeah.
So that's
good. I have to walk across the yard.
You got an excellent strategy for that, but the rest is just going to fall out.
Are you keeping them in a mother-in-law's quarters or something? Or
So they have their own house.
Offshoot?
The servant's quarters.
Over what bed do you sleep in?
Whichever bed I fucking want. It's my house.
Yeah, but...
Move it, kid!
Here's the thing, is I could be like, oh, I'm going out with the guys to go get drunk. In my second wife. I'll be like, oh, I gotta go out and get drunk with the friends, and I drive off, and then I circle the block and come back, and I just go
and park your car in your driveway.
No, I park in the guest room driveway.
That you've put in place that won't be visible from the main house.
I don't think you understand how upscale I'm going to be.
Right, okay.
Okay.
But, wait, so it's like a side house that she lives in? Oh, okay. But what... What happens when the wife comes in and she's like, oh, help, we need you to
do
this.
No, you can't do that. That's their private, like, area.
Oh, okay. That's really kind of you.
Yeah, that would just be an invasion of privacy. We're not going to just bust into their house.
First thing you should know is I'm not intrusive, but I'm going to get in on that.
Yeah. But, I mean, if she's your other wife... Well, it's second family. It doesn't have to be wife. Because I don't see how you could marry both of them.
Well, I could.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, that's how, like, people get married to different people and have secret wives, is, like, different states don't really communicate very well on the whole marriage license thing.
It's the same state.
Yeah, that I'd go out of town on a business trip to get married.
With your help.
Yeah. Well, no, she would happen to be on vacation.
She's like, all of a sudden,
well.
Oh, I have to go to Boston, too.
Well, no, she would say Boston.
Yeah.
She would. That's what I'm saying. Is one of two things is going to happen. Either the help is going to tell perfect wife. Well, not she's not perfect. Your whatever first
status
wife.
First wife.
Status wife.
Shitty wife.
Help wife is going to tell status wife, and status wife is going to shoot you. Or help wife is going to do status wife. I was thinking, would you feel betrayed if she wound up hooking up with your wife?
I'd be like, we have to reconcile. A house divided cannot stand.
And kids...
We have to reconcile.
I see them growing attached to each other.
Here is what I think might happen. Is my first family might find out about the second family. And the second family already knows about the first family. But the second family wouldn't even bring it up to me because they love me too much. They'd be afraid
you
that
really,
I'd leave them.
You really think that people are going
to
love
liar.
You? You really think that you're capable of being loved?
Huh?
Who, if anybody...
No, like I said in a previous episode, they'll just love the lies I tell them.
If anybody loves Matt out there, please email imaterrorist@hotmail.com. If we get no emails that say that, then it proves that nobody loves you.
Awesome.
Because we have so many listeners, right?
That's right.
So, I guess we kind of heard your strategy, right?
Kind of. Just move away.
A little bit. Just move away.
But I didn't
I'm just
have the whole...
How you're gonna
I
work.
Like the military thing.
Military was a good one.
It's really good.
Profession is key, I feel.
But I also like the idea of contrast between the two lives. Like you said, you have your upscale house, but then I think the other one would just live in a shitty apartment, and it's like, I know that rent is due. I'm going to get it to you, I promise. When really you could just pay off the rest of the rent for the next 40 years, but you're not going to. Because
that would kill the illusion. Yeah.
Exactly. It's more
and you secretly own that building.
Yeah.
So you are actually the landlord, but you have an intermediary.
And you get your second wife to get a job to pay you.
Oh!
That wow. is even better.
Okay, wait. Lay this down one more time.
What's being said here is second wife is like in like living, barely scraping by.
Yeah.
But it's in a building that you own because you're all crazy upscale with money.
But she doesn't
that's
know
your,
that you own
that's
it.
That's your job.
Because the landlord, the guy who deals with that, works for you and she pays it to him, not to you. Mm-hmm. So you have her go out and get a job to help pay the rent.
You tell her she needs to get a job. You need to get a job.
Yeah.
She just gives us the money that she makes.
Yeah. We just got a sex slave. We have sex with her and she does what we tell her, and then she brings home some money. She
and
pays
kids.
You.
You're going to have kids.
Sex
too.
Kids. I mean, slave kids. That's where slave kids come from.
Sex slave kids. That's what your little offshoot of a house sounds like to me. It's just cots with like wool blankets.
No, it's
that
like
you
a,
send them to.
It's like you know the house that like me and Ryan live in?
Yeah.
It would be like that would be the guest house.
Your house is going to be huge.
And then our house is like fucking awesome mansion.
Jesus.
That's good, man.
Can I come to your house?
Yeah.
Can I
hang
out?
I'll be the help.
Don't wink at me like that.
Please wink at him more. Did you say yours?
No, I didn't. I just thought of a strategy because I had none, but I came up with something, but it's... I shouldn't say it because... It could involve part of my life if I get lucky enough. Not the double wife thing.
I was like,
crazy.
That's a weird thing to say.
Well, here's my idea, though. Here's what I just thought of, and I wish I didn't, because now all girls are going to go away. But status wife, I'll just call her first wife, right, is here. You know, we meet, we got kids, house, whatever. But I'm also a traveling musician, right?
Yeah.
So
roadie
is she
wife?
Or roadie, but I was thinking musician.
Groupie wife.
Banging musician.
Yeah.
Right?
What kind of banging musician?
And we're
musician?
Just like, oh, your music's great, so is yours. And then... Oh,
do it. You do it like
just
you
doing it
rock
so
stars.
Hard. And then we have kids. But the kids come along too.
Because... So you're starting the Partridge
yeah,
family.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Sure. That'll work. Yeah, well, just a musical family. But I still have my family when I come home. So it's like, we travel. I travel all the time. It just makes sense.
Because you're on the road.
Yeah. Maybe she has a house. She lives elsewhere. Although I live with her, technically. But yeah, so we just travel around with our Partridge family. And then I go home to my real family sometimes. Good strategy.
Oh,
right?
I gotta go to my real family sometimes. It sounds like Walk the Line is what it sounds like.
That just named... Movies and real life things?
Yeah, you're just...
Well, it just seemed to make
Johnny
sense.
Cash's whole life.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I was like, you know, why would I be traveling a bunch? I'm like, oh, that would make sense. Like, it'd be hard, like... But it would be a hard one to keep up because I feel like there would always be suspicion from regular home.
I don't want a second family. I want
no, me either.
I would like a regular one family.
I want a third
but
family.
This is,
I need four at
but
least.
This is the topic, though. You're
That's
just,
true.
Today, the way I phrased it was today is the day.
This is the start. Is the
so
day.
you're going to do this,
this
now.
This was yours?
Yeah, I came up with this.
This is a like, good one.
That's good. Can I just watch Matt's family from afar?
Yeah. I don't really like the double family thing either.
Matt I don't like Matt having his family in close quarters with each other.
No, I love
That's
it.
That's so deceitful and
If you're
going to
bottle some emotion, you better pack them in tight. So when it explodes, it better go off.
Kaboom.
Stop, drop, kaboom, baby. Yeah, I don't
love
know, man. I just want to watch your stuff unravel. That's all I want to
do. I was
going
to say, Ryan and I could just have normal lives and wives. That's one wife apiece.
Oh, whoops.
And then I'll have four.
And we'll watch Matt.
I just want to watch. Yeah, I just want to. That's what I want to do. I was going to get into the film industry, and then I'm going to have a reality show based on your living with your two wives who don't know that they're... Well, one of them knows
the other.
Yeah.
The other one doesn't.
But that's a good premise for a reality show. I might watch that reality show.
Secret
the confessionals
family.
Would be great. He's just acting so strange, and he's on business trips, and the help is gone. She's on a vacation. I don't know what's happening. I'm losing my mind. And then it's the two of you in a confessional being like, we just did it.
But here's the thing. Is the second one wouldn't even have to go on vacation. I could just be like, I'm hanging out here, and I could continue going to my regular job, but just go from the guest house.
You're going to bang her in her guest house, in your guest house, that your wife has access to.
Well, no, it's their house. They have tenancy there. It's like renting a place. So your
landlord.
Oh,
so you're getting her to pay?
No, she doesn't have to pay. It's like it's part of the
services.
She just has sex with him for rent, is what I'm hearing.
Pretty much, and has my kids for rent.
Yeah.
But she has. We can't just barge into the house. We have to provide, in most lease agreements, you have to provide at least 24 hours notice.
Okay.
So she'd have to tell us before she'd even try and bust me banging the maid.
No. I got it. I'm an astronaut.
Okay. That's a good start.
Okay.
I like where this is coming from and going.
So I go away for a while all the time. And all I have to do, I just have to convince them that I'm an astronaut. Okay.
You don't go away for a while all the time anymore.
Well, I'll make
you
them.
You can be a corporate astronaut. There are private.
I
want to
be the
here.
One who goes into space, but not really. Because here's the thing.
I want you to have space sex ladies.
Well, I was actually thinking of space sex ladies, but then I made it work for Earth.
Were actually thinking of space sex ladies?
Oh my god, no, I figured it out. You can, from space, just send a semen missile down to Earth.
That literally goes
I
so
always
fast
send
it
semen
burns
missiles.
Up in the atmosphere. You can find some kind of a capsule.
That'll burn up, and then by the time... And then you can just have this wife you've been corresponding with via letter just stand on her head and spread her legs, and it'll just...
Oh, my goodness!
Run space right into her.
That's where you're going with it, right?
Yeah,
that's what you...
That was my exact... You stole it. You stole my idea. Anyway.
So you're an astronaut.
I'm an astronaut.
You don't
Look
have semen
this.
Missile.
With the launches, I'm with this family... Oh, the shuttle's gonna go off today, so I'll see you.
The shuttle's going to go off.
I hope you learned the lingo.
I hope that's the way the shuttle's gonna go fast, and I'm be on it. Bye-bye.
See that sky? That's where I'm going.
I'll practice the lingo a little better.
I know it's day, but at night there's moon, and I will be going then.
I'm going to touch space.
I'm an astronaut.
So you're going to say that...
And I say the shuttle shit's going down, right?
That's better. That's okay. The lingo.
And so it takes a few weeks. So that's when I go to my other family.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm like, oh, shuttle shit's going down. I got
to
go away
them?
For 2 weeks. And then I go back and forth, baby, back and forth.
And they never televise this ever.
They never televise it.
These are the secret
nobody,
rockets.
Nobody cares about NASA
baby,
anymore,
baby,
right?
I'm a secret astronaut. You think it goes...
The flaw in my plan is that I have to have an actual money flow, cash flow of some kind, so I can actually have two families.
You
can
say
so I'll be a drug dealer, and I send people to space.
Secret astronaut drug dealer.
That's a good
That's
name.
That's a lifetime movie.
That's my movie. That's my life, ladies.
He said he was an astronaut.
If you want to get with a secret. I was going to say sextronaut.
Sextronaut!
Drug dealer.
Sex drug not.
Call me. Or email iamaterrorist@hotmail.com. That's how I'm doing it. I'm an astronaut. Screw you guys.
You're a sextronaut.
I
like
sextronaut. I go to space.
Hey, baby. I'm a sextronaut.
Shuttle's launching. Goodbye.
The shuttle's going to go off.
Kaboom.
We only have 10 seconds.
Goodbye.
To the skies!
Hey, if I whip my dick out, would you hold it against me?
Wait, so he presses it up
yeah,
against
you?
You
want to push, you want to put pressure on it so that it goes against you?
Would you?
penis in a pressure cooker?
You want to help me with my penis in this vice grip?
Against me?
Against me?
If I whipped out my penis, would you listen to Against Me? Yes!
Thank you for listening to another episode of You Bet It's
As
In
the,
Yet.
You Bet It's In Yet.
Thanks for watching Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza,
Pizza
Place.
That was going to be in the original intro. Don't ask why.
We were going to do all
Ryan
kinds
Reynolds.
Of canceled shows, man.
Yeah, yeah. The intros were going to be Welcome to Dark Angel.
That's a good one.
Or whatever. just
Welcome to Better Off Ted.
Oh, I heard that was good.
It was
that
really
was
good.
Really good.
Oh man. But yeah, thank you for listening. Keep emailing.
Email us at iamaterrorist@hotmail.com.
Yep. So thank you, Monsieur Cool.
Monsieur Cool.
Monsieur Cool. For that very long email.
Yeah.
That was perfect. Yeah. See, there's no right or wrong way to email us. Just do it.
Actually, there is. Email us to our email account.
That's the right way. Yeah, do it that way.
There's one more thing. What did that girl say?
What's that girl say?
Oh, I said if it was an email, I was going to bring it up.
Oh, maybe she's Monsieur Cool.
I doubt she'd care. It was funny. She sent me a message, Gina, and she was like, it's like when you step off the plane or something of Thailand, it's like you step right onto a sex mine or something. And she was like, child labor, they don't really care about that here.
Let's go to Thailand, guys.
That's on a sex mine.
Yeah, that was good. So yeah, we got listeners all across the world. But yeah, thanks for listening. How many times do I have to say that? We already said thanks.
Thanks for listening.
And as always...
Wait, no, this one's not geared towards the listeners. This one was for you guys. Thank you for listening.
Ryan, thanks for being a good listener to girls on AOL who may have been guys.
I don't know if they were guys. They were really...
That could have been girls, but
they
thanks for being a good listener.
Probably were girls.
I never got a pick.
Most people on the internet aren't lying like that.
No.
Just Matt, a lot of them.
What do we thank Matt for?
Thanks, Matt, for having the guts to have two wives.
Yeah. And getting up in both them guts.
Yeah. And for signing the waiver for my reality show.
Yep.
Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate that.
As long as you can promise me two wives.
Two wives for every girl. Wait.
Two wives, a girl, and a pizza place.
Matt, what did you say about a minute ago?
And as always,
same song, I'm back, been around the world, romance and girls that dance with girls from Club Cheetah, the Club Amnesia, the Peanuts in LA, bubbling in Dublin, can't deny me, why would you want to, you need me.